Please stay tuned for important disclosure information at the conclusion of this episode.
This is Destination Retirement with Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Robert provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Destination Retirement with Robert Kuhn.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Robert Kuhn, president, founder of Kuhn Capital Partners. You are listening to Destination Retirement. Thank you for joining us. If you are catching this on this Saturday morning, thank you. If you're listening to it on the podcast, also thank you. We'd love to see the podcast numbers go up and to the right. That is very, very important to us. I want to thank everybody, obviously, for sharing the message. We love it on the podcast. If you can get the message out, you know, certainly send it to somebody that may have an interest. I think that's very, very, very important. So with that being said, I want to share with you this weekend. We have just so much to go over. We're going to talk I'm trying to always, make sure on the radio show that we give you just kind of some risks that I feel that individuals should be aware of. That is really, I think, at the heart of what it is that we do. And as financial planners, as a fiduciary, as independent, I think our job is to bring you strategies that can do well when the markets are not doing well. I think that's the value add that we bring. It's really simple. Do you have anything in your portfolio that you know will make money if the markets are down? And if you cannot answer yes to that question, then we certainly should have a conversation. And you can start that conversation with reaching out to Paige. Paige is a super important part of what it is that we do at Kuhn Capital Partners. She kind of makes everything run. So if you know, if you're a client or if you're an onboarding client, you certainly understand the importance of Paige. So give Paige a call, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Let's start off with a conversation and see where that leads. You know, we do dinners. I know we talk a lot about that, but we do dinners throughout the Chicago area each month. Two dinners where actually the reception and the feedback has been so strong that we're actually going to up that to four dinners throughout the Chicagoland area. And generally, we're going to do the dinners in, so my office is in Naperville, 59 and 88. The Citygate building or the Calamos Investment building, same building. If you're outside of the Chicagoland area and you're listening to the show, then we certainly can help you. I want to make sure that you understand that. We do have a national client base and we love it. And we're continuously, make sure our reach is greater. And so we're certainly looking at other markets, but we are in a couple right now. So if you can hear the show, then we certainly can work with you. And that's very important. But so we definitely do two dinners in Naperville a month. We usually do them at Morton's. I know the steak is great. I know the dinner is fantastic. You know, that is obviously a big draw, but the reception and the feedback that we've gotten has been tremendous in the fact that it's not the same old dog and pony show or same old pitch that you're going to find when you go to these dinners. Because if you have enough assets, you can probably eat free, every night if you wanted to. And we get it. I mean, that's just the cost of doing business, right? But our job is to make sure that we are providing ideas. And I always promise we're going to give you two or three ideas that you are very actionable, that you can go and implement or ask or challenge your current advisor or challenge your own way of thinking if you're managing the money on your own at the dinners. And a lot of the dinners that we do at the dinners, rather, kind of my philosophy is really the same way with the radio show. I know in 2 seconds what everybody is pitching on the radio. And I listen to the other shows and some of them are good. Most are just sales pitches for annuities, but yet they don't want to tell you that it's an annuity, right? I mean, it's just craziness. We believe in radical transparency. We believe in, you know, making sure that we're bringing to the table, you know, something that's just unique to you. I mean, how often, you know, is somebody going to talk about, you know, a strategy that, you know, can make you money when the markets are down? I mean, literally make you money when the markets are down. If the market, you know, if you have 20% protection, let's say that, you know, because there is a level of protection on the downside. But, you know, for all of the people that have listened to the show, you know, we do a lot of banknotes, right? And they're backed by JP Morgan or Citi or Bank America, just one of the big banks. I mean, these are not new products. These are not new strategies, but, you know, used to have, you know, seven figures to just have a single banknote. Now that's going a bit back in time, but or a high net worth. And today, a lot of those restrictions are gone. I mean, today we can, you know, have a banknote for literally $1,000. So it's for everybody. But yet when an advisor doesn't grow up in their career utilizing these strategies, they're just not going to, you know, mid-career or late career, they're just not going to incorporate something new. And it's unfortunate. But how often can you, you know, share with somebody that, listen, you know, if we have a cap on the upside over a 15-month investment of 15% or 20% or 22%, whatever the cap is, it's significant on the upside. You know, we do a lot of caps at 20% and over a 15-month period. So it's a 15-month investment, right? Cap at 20%. But what's so unique is if we have a buffer of 20% on the down, think about that. From zero to negative 20, your return is the inverse. So yes, a positive. So if the S&P in 15 months, if those are the indexes that it's tracking, each note tracks different indexes, but if it was down 20% over that 15-month period, and your return would be positive 20. People tell me you're crazy for talking about that on the radio. Keep it more high level, generic. We're just not a generic, high level, boring type firm. It's just like the dinners, right? We're just not, you know, we're not going to just do cookie cutter basic stuff that you can get on your own. So if you're in the Naperville area, make sure you get on the calendar for, or at least you get on, you know, our distribution list for dinners. And then we usually do them in the Schaumburg area, then kind of in Northbrook. So we kind of hit, you know, those areas of the Chicagoland area. The dinners are a little bit unique. The dinners are for investors who have a net worth of $1 million, not including your primary residency, because we do talk about strategies that those are the requirements. Now, if you've listened to the radio show, you know that we work with people who have $100,000 of investable assets and people who have 50, 60, 70 million dollar net worths. And so we want to help everybody. That's our passion. And but the dinners are specifically targeted for individuals who want to greatly reduce taxable income, significantly reduce taxable income to the tune of $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested. It's in the energy space. It's a niche of a niche of a niche. And you know, like I start the dinners, you know, it's the worst sales line, the worst sales pitch when somebody comes to you and say, I'm the only one that can offer this to you. Well, the reality with this energy strategy currently, I do not know of another advisor in America that can bring you these strategies or this strategy. And it's kind of a who do you know type of an investment, and it just is what it is. And so you know, the location and partnering with, you know, the major oil and gas companies, it, you know, it's just the predictability of the investment. It's just tremendous. And so if you sold a building, sold a business, sold a just anything where you have significant capital gains, if you're a high wage earner, a physician, attorney, whatever, if you just make a bunch of money and you want to reduce taxes, and, you know, we can certainly have that conversation, because $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested. That's what it is targeted for. Distributions are targeted in the 15% to 20% range. Again, not dependent on the stock and bond market. So in the energy space, it's new in the Midwest. You know, if you've listened to the show, you know, I spent a considerable amount of my life in Texas. We still have the bulk of our, well, not the bulk, but a significant client base in the southern states, and energy is second nature there. Here in the Midwest, it's new. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. If you want to get on our distribution list, come to the dinner, or if you don't want to come to dinner, but you want to learn about how to greatly reduce your taxes, let's have a conversation. So, okay, markets. I saw a really interesting article this week, and it was talking about kind of retirement risks to consider. And they say sequence of returns, longevity risk, long-term care risk, inflation risk, volatility risk. And I think all of those are so true. But what about risk of not growing your assets? You know, what about risk of, you know, not keeping up with ultimately the market? I can't tell you how many people I've met with, you know, really this year already, and heck, we're only in March, that, you know, their portfolios after over the last few years have just not kept up with the market in any way, shape, or form. And they're working with an advisor. I mean, so imagine paying somebody to greatly underperform the market. And I think Wall Street has gotten away from talking about performance because they want their fees. They want their fees. They want you to think that it's okay to lose money. They want you to think that you're not smart enough to play offense and defense. They want you to think that, you know, you should still pay us to ultimately lose money. And it's a challenge, because I'm still convinced, you know, just, you know, it's a sample set of, or sample size of, you know, just a handful of people that I know, 30, 40, 50 people maybe in this industry that, you know, I would consider, you know, better than acquaintances. But the way that many advisors, what they, you know, and, you know, the portfolios that they put together for their clients, they would never invest personally in that strategy. And they would never invest their immediate family in that strategy. And it's unfortunate, because advisors have to do, you know, in kind of create a business that's scalable, right? Because, you know, they have to make a living, right? And so I think that's why you get these portfolios of just such cookie cutter portfolios, you know, balanced portfolios. I mean, look at what bonds have done. I mean, you know this. I've talked to you about this so many times. Look at what happened in 2022, right? I mean, you know, equity markets are down 22%. The bond market was down significantly year to date as of, you know, a handful of weeks ago. The third worst start in the bond market in, you know, in history, well, 50 years. And so it's just why, right? And you have to step back and you have to look at who is articulating, you know, or who is, you know, constructing your portfolio. And are they constructing your portfolio to actually make money, or just to be kind of status quo? And unfortunately, most of the advisors, it's status quo. And especially if you listen to radio show advisors, I mean, you're getting pitched, you know, generally it comes down to annuities. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about annuities today, because I think it's my obligation to share with you what my thoughts are in the annuity space, because there's so much radio show propaganda on annuities. And, you know, and there's a reason why. And the reason why is they pay big commissions, and it's, you know, 6-8%. So we're going to uncover everything. And you know, again, we believe in radical transparency. To me, it's my job to pull back the curtain on financial planning. But we are also going to get to, you know, retirement risks to consider. I mean, I do think sequence of return risk, I think that's real. I think longevity is a risk is real. Absolutely. Long-term care risk is real. Inflation risk is real. I think, you know, we could be looking at a stagflation environment. And then obviously volatility risk is critical. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody, obviously, for listening. It's so great that we have this, you know, we're able to kind of get our message out to, you know, such a broad market, you know, because, again, we're changing lives, right? I mean, our job is to create a fearless retirement, and that can't be overstated, and it's because there's risks, and there's just tremendous risks. And you know, 99 out of 100 advisors, there's just no value there. They're doing something, they're bringing something to the table that you could do on your own. So a lot to get to this week. But again, if you want to, you know, we're really passionate about our tax strategy, especially in the market. I think hard assets right now, if we are in an inflationary period, it's going to be it's going to win the day. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, basic portfolio construction, what we do, why we do it, how we do it. We'll get to the retirement risks, and then we're certainly going to get to kind of uncovering annuities and life guaranteed lifetime income and what that is and what that's not, because I promise you it's the most oversold thing that you're going to hear of. And I got a story for you too that I'm going to share with you. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. More after the break.
Puzzled by your retirement options? It can be hard to put together a retirement strategy without being able to see the whole picture. Kuhn Capital Partners takes pride in providing comprehensive retirement strategy services to our clients. Our comprehensive services integrate all aspects of our clients' financial picture in a coordinated effort to provide for financial clarity and multi-generational wealth. Visit kuhncp.com or give us a call at 630-492-1912 to schedule a consultation today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn, president, founder of Kuhn Capital Partners. Yes, we are headquartered in the Chicago area. We do have a national client base. Our office has recently moved to Naperville, 59 and 88. We wanted to be more centrally located for individuals in the Chicago market, because I think it's just important, and it's been very well received. So if you're listening to this show outside of Chicago, we certainly can work with you. We are on a mission to expand our reach throughout the country. And if you can hear my voice, then there's certainly an opportunity for us to work together. So any investment related questions, couple things, we are fiduciary. Yes, we are independent. We're a registered investment advisor. We do have a custodial relationship with Charles Schwab. What that means is everybody who works with our firm, they have accounts at Charles Schwab. We are simply the money managers on the account. So very easy. And we are going to talk about firing advisors today, too. So hopefully I don't forget about that, because that is something I think is critical. So with that being said, if you have any investment related questions, a couple things on 401ks before we get started on the topics of this segment. If you're 59 and a half or older, there's a great chance you can do an in-service distribution from your current 401k while you're working. All that means is you can take the balance of your current 401k, roll it over to an IRA. Your 401k doesn't go anywhere. It's just you take the current balance or a portion of the balance, move it to an IRA. You would want to do that in most instances because of availability of options, right? 401ks are limited as far as risk management strategies. So with that said, if you're 59 and a half, let's check to see if your company allows a in-service distribution. Again, you still contribute as is. You're just taking the current balance or some of it and moving it to an IRA. So no tax consequences that you need to worry about as long as it's rolled over to an IRA. So give Paige a call, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about the first retirement risk that you need to consider. Again, this is basic stuff, but I think it's important. I don't think the industry, you know, has done a good enough job of explaining just how bad portfolio losses are. I think, they want you to think that the only investment decision that you need to worry about, or criteria rather, that you need to worry about are fees. And like I tell people, some of my best personal investments have been the most expensive. I mean, fees are just, they just are what they are. I mean, we look at after tax or after return fees. And so when we look at returns, it's net of fees, net of fees, net of fees. Fees are, if you're not receiving value, then fees are important. And candidly, that's 99 out of 100 advisor relationships. You just have a closet index fund. And for that right to have that closet index fund, you're going to pay an advisor a percent or two. And that's crazy. I wouldn't pay anything for that. But it is what it is. So, okay, sequence of return risk. So what is sequence of return risk? It's so basic, but yet so misunderstood. And when we look at sequence of return risk, and it's kind of like you're buy and hold investors, you know, again, we don't have a predetermined, you know, thought process methodology of we only buy and hold. And 99 out of 100 advisors, that's all they do. Or the other advisors, well, we only believe in active management. I mean, the reality is sometimes you need both. And so rather than trying to convince a client why it's a, you know, well, first of all, try to justify why you were wrong as the advisor. Why not just believe in both? Because there are periods of time where buy and hold works. There's periods of time where active management works. And when we look at portfolio construction, again, what I like to tell people is this: if you can't point to something in your portfolio, whether it's 10%, 30%, 50% of your portfolio that you know, if the markets are down to a certain point, that you would make money. I mean, you're hearing me correctly. The markets are down, you would make money. Then we need to have a conversation. And because those strategies are now readily available to the average investor. So 630-492-1912. Okay, so sequence of return risk, you know, it's really the risk that investors face from poor returns in their investment portfolio occurring at a unlucky point in their time horizon. That is so critical. And that's one thing that we cannot control as advisors or as individuals is where the market is when you need the money. And that's the challenge. And that's the challenge with the buy and never change investors. And there's so many firms out there that that's all they preach. And you have to look at it and you have to think, well, is that self-serving because they want their fees generated no matter what? And my belief, it is 100% self-serving. So I think, you know, if you look at the risks, you know, of the market, I mean, just, you know, go back to the statistic that I share. If you bought Microsoft in 2000, it took you 14 years to get back to even. So, I mean, that's significant. I mean, if you bought Microsoft in 2000, you had an extended period of time where you just did not see any meaningful gains. And when you look at sequence of returns risk, it's just where you at when you need the money. Is the market down, you know, 5 years before you need the money, or is the market running, you know, for 5 to 10 years before you need the money? And so we have to make sure that we are hedging against the downside of ultimately the market, because you can build a financial portfolio, you know, around your financial plan, hoping that that plan, you know, is going to secure your life, your lifestyle in retirement, or whatever it is that ultimately you want in retirement. But that plan is not worth the paper it's written on if we have 2 to 3 to 4 major down years, or not even major down years, but kind of consistent down years before you ultimately need that money. So that one of the things with sequence of return risk is it's something that we just can't control. So sequence of return risk is nothing more than how those returns fall. And, you know, there's a lot of individuals, if we go back kind of to 08, and, you know, we work with a lot of commercial airline pilots. I mean, if you've listened to the show, you know that. So if you work with Southwest, United, American, I mean, and we haven't had, if you're a pilot and we haven't had the opportunity to talk yet, then let's make sure we do have the opportunity to talk. Working with pilots is kind of a niche market. We know the other players in that market. And I can promise you that you're not going to find a financial planning firm that can bring strategies to the table like we can, strategies that can actually make money when the markets are down. And those are the things that, you know, get us business. And those are the things that win us business. And that's just a competitive advantage we have. And we're going to scream it from the rooftop. But, you know, so if you go back to kind of 08, you know, the pilots, you know, ultimately were, you know, the FAA, they let, you know, pilots, they changed the forced retirement age. I think it was 06, 07, somewhere in that area, but that's not, you know, important to this story. But many of the pilots were forced to retire in 07, and it had nothing to do with other, you know, it was really just bad timing, because what happened immediately after 07? Well, we had 08 happen, right? So if you retire and then you immediately see, you know, a 30%, 40% correction of your assets, think about what that does to you psychologically. If you have nothing inside of that portfolio that can hedge against those downside, hedge against those, you know, those potential losses. I mean, think about retiring with I don't know, $1 million, whatever that number is, it doesn't matter. Use $1 million for simple math. And then, you know, 1 year out, you know, looking at that portfolio and seeing it down to, you know, $600,000. I mean, what does that do to your psyche? What does that do to you kind of, you know, your fear of ultimately the unknown? And so sequence of return risk is something that we can hedge away, but most people don't do it. And so, you know, to me, you know, when it comes to an investment advisor, you have to always be looking at what the most basic, two most basic questions you can ask an advisor is, how do you manage your money? I mean, just show me, how do you manage your money? Do you manage your money the way that you advise clients to manage their money? And then that's a great question. And then the second question is, show me what portion of your portfolio that you're recommending for me to invest in will make money when the markets are down. That's it. I mean, how basic of a question is that? Because let's face it, the up markets take care of themselves, don't they? I mean, yeah. So again, if you know, and if we've had the chance to talk, you know, we build portfolios kind of in silos, sleeves, buckets, call them what you want. I mean, the way that I look at it is they just have different return characteristics, different return drivers, different return levers. So all of our portfolio isn't moving in tandem. 99 out of 100 advisors, that's all that you're going to do. Look at your portfolio in 2022. Did you lose money? I mean, okay, fine. Your equities are down. What about your bonds? Were they down more than your equities? Well, that's an issue. So the way that we look at portfolio construction is very simply, the markets can go three ways. They can go up, they can go down, and they can certainly go sideways. So we want to make sure that we are crafting a portfolio that can do well, or some of it can do well in all three of those markets. So that's kind of how we construct a portfolio. So when we look at sequence of return risk, I love volatility because I've got 20, 30, 40%, 50% of the portfolio that is going to benefit from volatility and potentially down markets where most people don't. So with that being said, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Let's talk about longevity risk and annuities and why they're sold and are they being sold correctly when we get back.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner, a side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 630-492-1912 or visit his website at kuhncp.com.
You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn, President and founder of Kuhn Capital Partners, managing general partner of the KCP Energy Fund. If you have not heard of that and you like to reduce taxes, let's have that conversation. It's very, very unique. Tax planning and tax strategies is the most overlooked area of financial planning. Think about this. If you're at a big bank, if your advisor is currently at a big bank or a big brokerage firm, you have very little in the way of tax planning, proactive tax planning. You're going to, you know, as proactive as it's going to get is, you know, tax loss harvesting or some type of trying to match gains with losses or, you know, obviously municipal strategies. I mean, that is not, in my opinion, proactive tax planning. We're talking about strategies that if you invest $100,000 for simple math, you can reduce your taxable income active or passive by $70,000 to $80,000 in an investment in the energy space that is literally direct investing directly alongside industry giants at the asset level with targeted distributions in the 15 to 20% range. Think about that, 15 to 20%. Because if you want energy exposure, you can go buy an energy stock. You get no tax benefits. You know, if the market drops, all stocks go down. Well, what if you could replace that with a strategy that greatly reduced your taxable income and you had 10 to 15% or 15 to 20% targeted distributions and, you know, you had that energy exposure. So if you sold a building, sold a business, high wage earner, and you want to talk about tax strategies, actual, you know, real unique proactive tax strategies. Let's talk 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. And we'll have that conversation because we're having it all day long. That's what the dinners we're doing in the Chicago area are. So those dinners are geared towards investors who have $1 million net worth, not including your primary residency. That's not my requirement. It's just a requirement to be an accredited investor. So we're doing dinners in Naperville. We're doing dinners in Schaumburg. We're doing dinners in Northbrook. We do dinners at Morton's. So if you meet that criteria and you have a interest in learning about how to greatly reduce your taxable income and still have an investment that has above average targeted distributions, independent of what is going on in the stock and bond market, for some of your money, again, some of your money, 5%, 10%, 15% of a portfolio, then get with Paige and let's have that conversation. 630-492-1912. So longevity risk. Longevity obviously is a great thing. We all want to live longer, right? I don't think people wake up saying, darn, it's another day on this earth. Hopefully you wake up and thank, you know, just you have another day on this earth. And it's just so phenomenal. But I see so many people that are going to have so many issues if the markets don't just continue to go straight up, because they're just, their portfolios are not positioned to handle kind of the what ifs. And a lot of the what ifs today are, can be hedged away, can be managed, and but it's just people aren't doing it. So sequence of return risk, longevity risk, long-term care risk, inflation risk, volatility risk. Longevity risk just is what it is. I mean, you know, we've all heard the statistics of how people are living longer. Think about that. If you retire and then you may have 30 years where you don't have a paycheck, 30 years where you don't have a paycheck, yet you have no protection in your portfolio to hedge against the downsides of the market. Why? I mean, it's like we need to wake up, people, because, you know, the markets, you know, again, one thing we can't control is what is going to happen in the market. I mean, I think the markets are, you know, they're expensive. There's risk. You know, inflation is high. You know, interest rate cuts were supposed to come and they're not. And there's a reason why they're not. But, you know, we'll see how independent the Fed is and if they cut rates, you know, this year. But longevity risk is real. And so what you have a lot of people, especially on the radio, because there's a cost to do the radio, right? I mean, that's just, you're buying this time slot. And so what you find is a lot of individuals are going to push annuities, and an annuity is going to be the answer to everything. And the, these lifetime income annuities are just, to me, you know, what I think people need to understand is that if somebody is selling you something that, and again, I know this because people who listen to the radio, they call multiple firms, and inevitably we're generally, you know, one of the core ones that they call, and I know who they are and I hear what their pitch is. And when you look at the annuity space, people are selling these annuities so incorrectly. And like I say, with any investment, it can be the best investment or it could be the absolute worst investment. It's just, what are we trying to accomplish, right? So guaranteed lifetime income. Does anything sound better than that? Of course not. Guaranteed lifetime income, right? Especially if you have $1 million or less. I mean, those things really appeal to that demographic. And, you know, to the kind of the $1 to $10 million demographic, you know, not so much, but guaranteed lifetime income. Wow. It's income I can't outlive. It's income that's going to be there no matter what. Well, okay, let's dissect that, right? Let's take just a step back and let's really just for a minute, let's dissect exactly what that means. And when you look at what guaranteed lifetime income is, well, you are only taking your money out of that annuity until the account goes to zero. Think about that. Put in 100,000, put in 1 million, put in 10 million. I don't care what the number is, 100,000, right? Well, what benefit is that guaranteed lifetime income until that account goes to zero? Because you're only taking your money out. That's just your money, right? That's your money. And when that account goes to zero, well, then guess what? Then the insurance company starts to write you a check. How many businesses do you think would stay in business if they were writing you a check for 10, 15, 20 years? I mean, come on. It's just not happening. So here's the problem with these guaranteed lifetime income annuities. Now, $100,000, $200,000 to your name, maybe it makes sense, right? Maybe it makes sense. But here's what the insurance companies do. They put a governor on the growth, first and foremost. There is a massive governor on the growth. And so they know that there's a governor on the growth. And then there's a limit on how much they let you take out a year. Think about that. A lot of times it's not even what money market rates are. So it's 4%, 4.5%, 5%, 5.5%. I mean, that's how they're hedging their risk to know that that account is not going to zero. So what are you actually buying? You're buying peace of mind. It's a benefit that you just don't need in a lot of instances, right? So, you know, when we look at guaranteed lifetime income, you know, I just have to think, okay, what is the benefit to you? They're limiting the growth. They're limiting how much I can take out. They know I'm not taking that account to zero. So what is the insurance company on the hook for? Nothing other than their fee. And okay, well, they'll say, well, there is no fee. Well, I mean, I guess you're not paying a management fee. That's fine. But there is a fee. There is a cost. The cost is you're not growing that money like you could elsewhere. And you're not taking out amounts that you can take out. Look at those distribution levels. And if the account grows at 3%, 4%, or 5% a year, and they're letting you take out 4%, 5%, or 6% a year, and that's it, they know the account's not going to zero. So if you have a lifetime income annuity, let's talk about it. If you're being pitched a lifetime income annuity, let's dissect it, okay? And then we hear a lot of, well, you get a 30% bonus or a 20% bonus or this or that. Come on, who's going to give you a real cash bonus of 20 to 30%? That's just an income bonus that is fictitious numbers, right? So, you know, and here's what the annuities pay. They pay the advisor 6, 7, 8%, 9%. That's just what they pay. Now, you're not necessarily paying it. I mean, the insurance company is paying it, but somebody's paying it down the road. I mean, there's a cost to that. So you have to really wonder what in the world these guaranteed lifetime income annuities are there for. It's a heck of a lot to pay, a heck of a lot to give up for, you know, peace of mind. Now, that being said, I like the structured note annuities. I mean, well, it is an index annuity, but it's no lifetime income component. It's just really a structured note that's issued by an insurance company. And there's some phenomenal ones out there. We like the shorter term duration one. So there's a 5-year one right now that we kind of put in our protection bucket to bring it alongside of our structured notes that we do with the banks. And this one is 5 years. So you can own it forever, but 5-year commitment, you get the first 11.5% of the S&P 500. So your return is 0 to 11.5% of the S&P, nothing more. Now, again, this is our safe money, okay? But your worst year is zero. And it starts over each year. So you don't have to make up for losses. So if you put in 100,000, it grows 10%. You're at 110. Year two, the markets drop 20%. Well, you're still stuck at 110. How awesome is that? And then year three, you get a 10% growth in the market again. Well, that growth goes on top of the previous growth. But there's a reason why they're giving you the ability to grow it, because they don't have to hedge for lifetime income. I mean, so I love that strategy. We can go and get distribution yields that it might not be quote unquote guaranteed, but do you think JP Morgan, do you think Bank America, do you think all of these big banks are going anywhere? And we get such, I mean, greater significant, you know, distribution yields and what these guaranteed lifetime income annuities provide. So again, if you're being pitched one, if you own one, let us, and here's the deal, we can do them. So it's not like I'm telling you something that we can't do. I mean, heck, I love them. They pay huge commissions. But let's take a look at, do we really need to pay for that lifetime income, quote unquote, sleep at night, put your, you know, pillow on the bed feature, or your, let's see, pillow on the bed feature, your head on the pillow feature. I mean, come on, you're giving up too much. So let's try to replicate that, but give you actually more distribution, more flexibility. So with that being said, if you own an annuity, if you're being pitched an annuity, give me a call, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. And we'll have, you know, that conversation more after the break.
Perhaps the most impactful piece of preparing for retirement is determining your current and future tax liability and developing strategies to minimize the amount of taxes you pay in retirement. Tax planning can have a large impact on your wealth. and the kind of legacy you will be able to leave. At Kuhn Capital Partners, we provide you with a retirement strategy that can help you minimize taxes in retirement and take advantage of the 2024 tax rules. Visit KuhnCP.com or call our office at 630-492-1912 to get started today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn, president and founder of Kuhn Capital Partners, independent registered investment advisory firm. Yes, we are a fiduciary. We focus on certainly on financial planning, but are also, I think our main focus is making sure that we are adding strategies to a portfolio that can make money when the markets are down. Very few advisors talk about strategies, talk about performance, and there's a reason why. It's because they're simply crafting portfolios that track the market. That's it. Market's up, they're up. Market's down, they're down. And that's just, I think, a dangerous way to invest, but it's certainly easy for the advisor to implement and to scale, which I think is obviously important and what they look for, because they can increase their income, which is obviously the goal of business owners, is to continue to see that revenue grow. So if you do not own something inside of your portfolio that you know for a fact to a certain point, if the markets are down, that you're going to have a positive return, again, let's have that conversation. 630-492-1912. 630-492-1912. So again, we talked a lot about the guaranteed lifetime income annuities last segment, and I'm not holding back on these. I'm just not. It's it makes you feel good. It gives you guaranteed income for life that you cannot live. I understand it. But it's, I think in most situations, you're giving up too much for that guarantee feature. Because again, I want you to think about this. You are only taking your money out of that investment until the account goes to zero. Think about that. You're only taking that money out of that investment until the account goes to zero. And then that's when the insurance company is going to start to write you a check until the day you leave this earth. I mean, if that was happening at scale, do you think that company would be in business? Of course not. Actuarially, they know. They know that they're going to do two things to limit or to make sure that that doesn't happen. Number one, they're going to limit growth of your portfolio. So there's a governor. If they have to hedge for guaranteed lifetime income, there's a governor on that portfolio growth. It just is. I don't care what the illustrations say. The illustrations most of the time are garbage. Because so many of those index annuities are using indexes that have not been around for any length of time. I looked at all of the indexes last year, and I think there was 6 to 7 that made money out of 300. So there's a governor on the growth. More importantly, there's a governor on your distributions, how much they're going to let you take out. Why do you think that is? Because they know that you're never going to take that account to zero. I mean, think about that. They're only going to allow 4.5%, 5.5%, you know, maybe 6%. Heck, we can go get a 5.5% money market today, right? So what are you gaining? And so I just see far too much money that goes into these strategies because advisors push them. Advisors are great salespeople. Advisors want to sell things that pay big commissions. And so especially on the radio, you're seeing a lot of those types of products. But yet they never tell you on the radio that that's what it is. So if we're going to use an annuity, okay, we're going to use an annuity that is what I consider more of a structured note type of an annuity that is something that's tied to the S&P. So I know I can, it's just simply tied to the S&P. And if I get a gain, that gain's locked in. And then I don't have to worry about losing money. Well, you know what? For 5 years, that's a really good strategy. And that fits our protection bucket. But why would I do one of these lifetime income annuities where I can only take out, you know, 5 to 6%, right? I mean, why? What are you paying for? The restrictions are just so high. So if you're being pitched an annuity, you own an annuity, let's talk about it. Let me help you look at it. Let me help you, I will explain exactly what it is. And I'm going to share with you strategies that, guess what? We can go get more distribution yield that it may not have that quote unquote guarantee feature. Again, that guarantee is only backed by the insurance company first and foremost, which most are fine. I mean, I'm not worried about that, but let's talk about other strategies that are going to be new to you, but maybe we can get 7, 8, 9, 10% distributions with 50% downside protection, you know, of the market, or 40% downside protection. So is it quote unquote guaranteed? No, but there's such massive downside protection that, you know, we're going to be able to create more income, generate more income for you. So let's have that conversation. 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Inflation risk, it is what it is, right? I mean, you know, inflation, the way the government looks at inflation and true inflation, you know, I mean, inflation is what it is. I mean, people think inflation's coming down. That's crazy. Maybe the numbers say it is, but just look at your food bill, look at your energy bill. Look at what you're spending. Well, they take out, you know, food and energy. Well, okay, fine. But I mean, isn't that what everybody uses a significant amount of? So inflation's here. So we have to have growth. But we have to have protection on the downside of the growth. We have to have the ability to make money when the markets are down. That is, if I could just say that statement for the whole radio show, I would do it. Do you have something in your portfolio that if it's down to a certain point, you know you'll make money? And if you don't, we need to have a conversation. 630-492-1912. Volatility risk. Volatility matters, man. Market, you know, I mean, it matters. I mean, you know, when planning for retirement, I think finding a good balance between growth and security in your portfolio is important, especially if the markets are changing quickly. And of course, the markets are changing quickly. 60, 70, 80, 90, it depends on, you know, what studies you read, but I've seen 80 to 90% of the volume on the exchanges are computer driven, and it's just a cause and effect. I mean, that's what an algorithm is. If this happens, then that happens. If that happens, then this happens. And you do it at, you know, something that has, you know, 20, 30,000 lines of code inside of a portfolio. That's why we're seeing this market, you know, the markets just move and move, you know, exponentially higher, and then we're going to, you know, fall back. And, you know, again, it's just, you know, if you look at, you know, what is taking place today, I just can't tell you how many people have missed out on these gains. I review portfolios for people who are not current clients of ours, you know, almost daily, but maybe not daily, but several times a week. And you look at it and it's like, my goodness, do you realize how much of the market that you've missed out on? And you're paying an advisor for this? It's like, goodness, you know, we're different. We're different because, you know, my job is to bring things to the table that can make money when the markets are down, strategies that can greatly reduce your taxable income and have targeted double-digit distributions that are not dependent upon the stock and bond market. And so that's why we get the business that we get. That's why we attain, or well, first off, retain clients, of course, but that's why we're constantly being interviewed for people who are looking for new advisors, because they want a portfolio that has protection, the ability to make money when the market's down. They want growth, individual stocks. They don't want mutual funds. They don't want index funds. They want individual stocks that are 100% transparent, that are customizable, that we're trying to buy, you know, an asset that's worth a dollar for something less than a dollar. They want growth plus. So they want a strategy that can really get after it. May only be 5%, maybe 10% of the portfolio. But again, a strategy that can, you know, 3, 4, 5X the market. And people, it's like, oh, that just doesn't exist. Okay, well, keep thinking that way. Or, you know, hear an advisor say, well, there's too much risk there. Well, really? Well, what if it's only 5% of my portfolio? What if it's 10% of my portfolio? What if we're managing risk and hedging away risk in other areas? Well, then what do we care about a little bit of volatility in our growth plus bucket? And then obviously last, you know, alternative and tax. And if you look at alternative and tax, again, the key here is really simple. You want a strategy that can act independent of the stock and bond market. We're in the energy space. This fund is in the energy space. You can own an energy stock. Well, no tax benefits. If the market drops, that stock's going down no matter what. What if you can invest in the single best location here in the United States, possibly the world, right alongside the Exxon, Chevron's, BP's, Occidental's of the world, right? At the asset level. And then have tax benefits to the tune of, you know, per $100,000 invested, $70,000 to $80,000 income benefit that you can reduce your taxable income, active or passive, capital gains. Think about putting $1 million in that. you could have a $700,000 to $800,000 tax benefit. I mean, that's real. And own an asset that is paying, you know, mid to high targeted double-digit distributions. Think about what that does to your portfolio. So those are the things that we're talking about. That's the value that we're bringing to the table. And I think as an advisor, we don't want cookie cutter. If you want cookie cutter, there's listen to every other radio show on WLS on Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, that those are all your basic boring stuff, right? Things that you already know, things that I don't, they all sound good. They all sound unique. They all sound niche-y. But here's the bottom line. Can you reduce my taxable income? And if you can, how much? By how much? That's it. I mean, think about that. Can you give me targeted distributions of 15 to 20% independent of the stock and bond market? What do you have for me? Okay, well, I don't know. Well, what about this? What if the market's down 20%? Do you have an investment that'll actually give you a positive return of 20%? No? So what are you doing for me, Mr. and Mrs. Advisor? Seriously. So basically what you're doing for me is you're allowing me to just simply track the market up and down. So you're going to add really no value, probably underperform the market, and I'm going to pay you a fee for that. It's like, goodness, why? And really, it's not directed towards you. It's not you. It's the advisor. It's the industry. And so, you know, again, that's just what keeps us in business. And, you know, we have a very, you know, our audience is broad. And, you know, when we can do, our job is to get the message out as much as we can, as fast as we can, to as many people as we can. Because if we do that, we are helping you live a fearless retirement. And that is our goal. So that's why we do the radio. That's why we do the dinners. I mean, that's why we do, I mean, the dinners. I mean, there's a commitment there, a financial commitment on our end. But I know this to be fact. When we're not talking about cookie cutter stuff and cookie cutter strategies and talking about balanced gobbledygook, and you can't time this, you can't time that, you don't need the money today, it's okay to lose money, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's, we don't want those clients that want to believe in that stuff. We'll save that for the other advisors. We want clients that want the ability to create a fearless retirement, the ability to really have a bucket of your money that can get after it and can deliver outsized returns, a bucket of your money that can give you significant tax benefits, a bucket of your money that can give you the ability to make money when the market's down. All of what I'm talking about is so second nature to us and seems so basic and so kind of, I mean, not cutting edge at all, to, if I'm being completely honest. It's cutting edge because other advisors aren't doing it. 99 out of 100 advisors are simply not doing it. And so that's what we do. That's how we do it. That's why we do it. We're fiduciary. We're independent. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing the radio. We're going to keep doing, you know, the dinners. And my job is you. My job is not to make other advisors, you know, worry about hurting their feelings or taking their clients or whatever. And that's one thing I didn't get to talk about today is leaving an advisor. It's not hard to do. You just sign some, you know, transfer paperwork. You thank the advisor for their time and energy. And you found you're going to go in a different direction because you think it's the right thing for you and your family. And if an advisor has an issue with that, well, then you could see who they're working. You know, you're, it's good that you left them. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody. I know that my style of talking, my style of communicating, it's a little choppy at times. It bounces around from topic to topic. But if you're going to if you're going to invest your time coming to a dinner, listening to the radio show, I owe it to you to give you actionable ideas, actionable strategies, not just basic, you know, talking points that you can, you know, Google and every, I mean, we've all heard all of the basic stuff. It's time for us to talk about performance, and we're going to lead that charge. So with that being said, give me a call this week. Reach out to Paige. Her number is 630-492-1912. That's our office number, 630-492-1912. Set some time up for us to have a conversation. Love to have that. Love to share with you what we're doing, what we are doing, how we can help you. So have a great week. We'll get back after it next week.
Thank you for listening to Destination Retirement. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners. Call 630-492-1912 or visit them online at kuhncp.com.
This recording is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. Kuhn Capital Partners does not provide legal, accounting, or tax advice. Any statement regarding such matters is explanatory and may not be relied upon as definitive advice. Opinions expressed are current as of the date of this recording, and such opinions are subject to change. The views and opinions of guests on this program are not necessarily those of Kuhn Capital Partners. Any reference to guarantees, principal or income, protection, buffers, or defined outcome investments are generally structured notes or fixed insurance products backed by the claims-paying ability of the offering company and are not insured by any government agency. Kuhn Capital Partners is not affiliated with any guests unless otherwise stated and does not guarantee the accuracy or the completeness of any data presented. Kuhn Capital Partners and its affiliates are not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other losses resulting from or related to the information, data analysis, or opinions in this recording. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. All investments are subject to investment risk, including but not limited to the potential loss of principal. Advisory services are offered through Kuhn Capital Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor.